Good Monday morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we spend time with God, we're continuing in the devotional journal, Watch Your Mouth. And today's topic is about choosing living words. The subtitle of the book is Choosing Words Which Honor Christ. And it's all about examining what God says about the words we use. And we discover a lot of that by examining the words that God uses. As the writer of Hebrews challenges and chastises the people about their allegiance to Moses and yet their lack of acceptance of Christ. He talks about Moses and the angel of God giving Moses the living words. If you recall the encounter Jesus had with a Samaritan woman at a well, and her desire for life to be different than what it was. And Jesus' offer to her of living water. There came a time when, well, the people were not sure that they wanted to accept the teachings of Jesus. The crowds had gathered, and over time they kept growing as Jesus would do so many miraculous things, as he would feed multitudes, as he would heal the sick. And people would flock to him for all of what they could gain. And then he began to teach about some hard things, about eating his body and flesh, about being filled with him, about Jesus being the bread of life, the very sustenance of everything you do. And the scripture says that many walked away, they quit following him. And Jesus turns to the disciples, those closest to him, and says, Are you going to leave too? The response, where would we go? You're the only one with words that lead to life. As you go about life today, think about the words that you use. Do they lead to life or death? And it may or may not be physical life and death. But do they lead to the life of a relationship or to the death of that relationship? Do they lead others to discover life in Christ, or at least want to discover life in Christ? Or do they lead to a greater separation between them and God? In the devotional journal, I write that I've had a number of bosses, whether they were direct bosses or boards, groups of those in leadership that have spoken words to me that were words of death. They ended up killing those jobs, the work that I was doing. And I know part of it is my sensitivity, my mind, the way that words cut deeply into me. But I'm not alone in that. There are those that we look at and think, well, they have thick skin, they can take it. But can they? Is what you perceive as thick skin in reality such, or is it a protective mode that they go into, not letting you know how much the words have hurt? See, the Bible talks about the Word of God as being living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, able to penetrate the soul, to separate the very nature of things. You see, today we have a choice to watch our words, to watch our mouth, to choose words which bring life and healing. And yes, sometimes for that to happen, our words need to cut away that which is rotten and spoiled and cannot be fostered in a healthy body. So much of the difference between living words and deadly words seems to reside in the attitude in which they're spoken, as well as the attitude in which they're received. As you consider what it looks like today to choose living words, I believe you can never go wrong pausing. Sometimes that pause is just a moment to reflect on what you're about to say and how it will come across. Sometimes that pause needs to be a whole lot longer than a moment. But to pause and consider what God would have you to do, to say, or to not say. To pause and consider how God's word is meant for the specific situation you face. As I think about words that bring life, I think about the words of hope, the words of forgiveness, the words of mercy and compassion that Scripture is full of. And yes, there are words of judgment, there are words of correction, there are words of discipline. We talked a lot about discipline last week. But those really only become words of life when they're balanced with the words of encouragement, with the words that say, "Come to me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest." You see, we have the opportunity today to choose living words, to choose the living words of God to live by, but to choose living words to share with others. As you spend time today praying, I would encourage you to ask God to help you examine not only the words you use, but the attitudes that you use them with. Why do you use those words in those specific situations? Well, what do you hope to accomplish? And as you spend time with God, ask Him to bring to mind specific people that you can share living words with today. And then find ways to make the most of those opportunities. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us and has given us your living word. Not only are the words of Scripture living and active, but the Word became flesh. Your Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we were able to behold the very nature of God as Jesus lived and walked and spoke Father, help us to live in such a way that people get a glimpse of your nature by the living words that we live by and by the living words that we speak and share with others. Father, today help us to examine the attitudes behind our words. Help us to learn to pause, to give thought to how our words might sound to others. Oh, not to overthink it and to become silent all the time, but to carefully think and be silent when we need to be silent. To choose words which bring life and healing. To bring hope. Father, today as I pray, I continue to pray for the children in our homes, our communities, our churches. I pray that the words that we use with our children, while there are words of correction and training and discipline, that our attitudes and hearts behind them and the attitude with which they received would make them living words. That, Father, even as the disciples recognized the words of Jesus as being the only words of life, while others were walking away from it, were walking away from the very same words. Help us to not shy away from finding ways to speak truthful words with love when those truthful words can be difficult. Father, today as we consider the life that we live, the people that we interact with, so much turmoil and division and separation taking place in our nation and in our world, so much politicalization of everything, which causes this incredible divide and polarization that separates us from one another. So, Father, before we share that political meme or that political statement that fits our beliefs and what we want to see happen, help us to stop and consider how it sounds. Oh, not to squelch the truth or to squelch our witness or to diminish our beliefs or even our expression of our beliefs, but to find ways to stand up for truth and life with words that are living and active. Father, to speak out for the voiceless, the children, in ways that do not diminish the value of another human. To be able to stand up and recognize that our words are powerful. So, Father, may we be careful how we use our words today. May the living and active spirit of yours within us continually teach us how to use the living and active word that you've given us. Father, today may others see Jesus more clearly because of the words that we've chosen to use and the way we've chosen to use them. God, may we lift up Jesus in everything we do, in all that we say. For He is the light the life of the world. Father, as we lift him up, may many be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.